The parable of the weeds and the wheat tells of the man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy stole in and scattered weeds, so that both grew together under the same sun and rain and soil. In time, their roots became so entwined that separating them would have killed both and yielded a harvest of nothing. In the field of my own heart, I see those scattered weeds too, the nettles of a sharp tongue, thistles of impatience, and the briars, oh, the briars that grow through every gap. Yet for all the sharp thorns that tear the skin, there will be ripe fruit at harvest time, and a blackberry jam to sweeten the memory. How strange it is that the weeds of my many flaws can serve a purpose, that they can open my eyes to uncomfortable truths, lead me towards personal growth, and in the end, a yield of goodness I could not hope for otherwise. Perhaps that is the wisdom of weeds, why they keep coming back, just when I thought I'd gotten rid of them, why they are tough and adaptable and persistent. Why? Because the weeds are teaching me something about myself that I'd rather not confront, and so they must be as stubborn as I am. They are the wayside warriors of my interior life, often irritating, sometimes healing, but always scattered across the wide fields of the untamed heart.